Just talk about your thoughts of, you know, being on the opposite sideline of a player like Peyton.
Yeah, like I said before, you know when we played Tom, you know, I played, you know, Phillip, all these guys. I'm glad that I don't play defense, you know, because I don't think I'd help us much if I did. But it's cool. It's one of those things that early in the week you're like, well, it's pretty cool. But at this point, I'm trying to beat him. You know, that's my mindset. You know, that's his mindset. You know, he wants to, you know, beat us, and we want to beat them. You know, and you know, we work our tails off to do that. And you know, that's just what it is. But you know, right now I'm just focused on, you know, us. You know, really, you know, focused on our team and making sure we're doing the things at practice we need to do.
His rookie season, he went 3-13 with the Colts, and he said that experience was his best teacher, even though it's maybe hard to think about right now, going through these ups and downs. But do you think these, and not having to win, but do you think these ups and downs are going to make you a better quarterback in the future?
Oh, from where I started, absolutely. You know, looking at it now, you know, just the progress, the people that I've gotten to play against, the teams I've gotten to play against, you know, seeing all these pressures, you know, the best way to learn is by experience. For me, you know, a lot of people learn different ways, but for me, I need to be out there and I need to see it. So, for me, it's been great. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting some wins going on, you know, going in the last half of the season. You know, that's really where, you know, I'm thinking about, but it's been good.
You still looking for your first win? And
yes.
They had a pretty bad beating. I'm sure they want to recover, but what's different this week? In prior weeks, and I know you don't make a lot of decisions, but
yeah,
from the experience you've got, it's pretty unreal. So what do you do differently, if
anything? You know, for me, I take a look at my routine, and I sit back and I say, you know, like Coach Olson and Flip have taught me, you look at your routine and you say, is this helping me be prepared for game day? Or do I need to do this area better, this area better? So I'll go back and I'll feel, you know, I'll feel really good about one area and say, you know, I probably should have done this area better. So then I'll, you know, make sure my routine, I do that area better the next time. And until I find, you know, that winning formula, you know, for me. You know, I found a good routine that I've gotten from a lot of quarterbacks and put it together to make my own. You know, but just really trying to put together the best one and, you know, weekly to make sure I'm fully prepared and out there to do my job the best I can.
Seems like some quarterbacks can feel pressure, even if they can't see it directly, and some not so much. And I don't know if that's something that you can learn, or is that something that you just have? I mean, you seem to have some sense of it because the sack total is low. You get rid of the ball quick, and you know you're not taking a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Do you think you feel pressure? Is that something you can learn?
I definitely don't look at it. You know, when
but you know it's there.
I mean, you kind of just have to know. You know, based on your rules, based on the protection, based on what blitz they're bringing, you know what's going on. You know, there's a lot of things going on in your head where you're not even looking at, you know. And so I never look at it. So a lot of times when I get hit, I don't see it, you know. So I guess my wife tried to scare me the other day, and I told her it doesn't work anymore, you know, because I'm just used to looking downfield and getting blasted if I do get hit. So I guess it's wearing on me. But, it's one of those things that, for me, I try and act like it's 7-on-7. You know, that's just my mindset. I try and just go out there and act like it's 7-on-7, and I'm just out there and I'm trying to complete passes. And then if I get hit, I just get hit, you know. And that's something I've worked on since college. You know, I really wasn't good at it early on in college, and I worked on it, you know, pretty hard. You know, my coaches pushed me really hard to do it. And it's something that Flip and Ole pushed me really hard to do, is just make sure you're going through your reads, just read progression. That way you're so locked in on your reads and the coverage, you don't even look at that stuff.
So Ware and Miller.
Oh, I mean, you know where they are. Yeah. It's just like playing J.J. Watt. You know where he's at. You know where those guys are. But I won't be looking at them. So, you know, I'm not helping us if I'm doing that.
After last week's game, what are some of the things that you saw that you can improve on?
Oh, man, so much. And it's like every game that I've learned so far as a rookie. You know, it's different every time. You know, because no one look is the same. You know, one guy plays something different than another guy. It could be the same coverage, but they play it different. So, you know, things for me is just, you know, strenuously, I get my notebooks out and I just write notes. You know, I have notes and notes and notes, pages of notes, to where I can always go back and I have those to say, this is what happened last time. So then it registers in my mind, don't let that happen again, kind of a deal. So I can't just put a finger on, you know, here's the answer. But it's something I go back at and I see, you know, what I need to do better, and that's what we do.
Your yards per attempt was pretty low the first four games. It's gotten a little better last month. Has your offense been opened up a little bit for you, or what's been the change the last four games, you think?
Man, I don't know. You know, that's, you know, for me, I just go out there and I just try and do my job. I don't know. I just try and throw completions. You know, as long as we're completing the football, you know, we can't argue with completions. You know, it's too hard out there just to get one, you know, to argue about any kind of completion. So for me, I just go out there and just execute it. So if it's, I don't know if it's what the play is called, you know, early on, I know early on in my first couple weeks, there were downfield shots that I missed because I wasn't used to reading that coverage that way. So my coaches, they helped me, they taught me, and then we hit those shots, you know. And so it's a growth thing. You know, Flip and Ole just keep putting it on me, make sure your eyes are here versus this coverage, make sure your eyes are here versus this coverage so you can see that. So I you know, praise God that we can see those things down the field. But, you know, those guys have worked really hard to make sure that I'm seeing those things.
You talk about every game being different, but Rivera has more than doubled his catches in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Anything going on there?
You know, really, it's just, you know, a lot, you know, this league, you hear a lot about matchup, you know, who's guarding who. You know, you hear a lot about, you know, what coverage are they playing. You know, obviously, if you're playing, you know, Calvin Johnson, you're going to put two guys on him, you know, all those kind of deals. You know, for him, it's just worked out to where whatever the play is called, and whatever coverage they play, it's just worked out to where the ball needs to go to him. You know, he's the guy that needs to win, and he's winning. You know, he's doing a great job. He's such a hardworking guy. That's why I love throwing to him. You know, I can trust him. I know he's going to be exactly where he's supposed to be. You know, Coach Hutt, Coach Saunders, they coach him really hard, and he responds to it well. He's doing great things for us, and hopefully he can continue to grow because I love throwing to him.
Going back to Manning, are there things when you watch him that you're able to put – your arsenal, maybe notes you take and watch them and say, I wish I had that in my game, or things you
I did in college. I don't, obviously this year I don't, you know, because, you know, these weeks, you know, there's so much, defenses do so much that, you know, you can't, you know, like in college, you look at the defense and I can watch an NFL game, watch what he does. I can't do that anymore. You know, there's so much in a defensive package that, you know, I have to just focus on them. You know, but there are things that I did in college that I would, you know, pre-snap, you know, whether it's checking plays, fake hand signals, you know, just all that mechanics. That stuff works, man, obviously. You know, the guy's been doing it for, you know, 5 billion touchdowns, you know. He's been doing it for a while. So I did a little bit of that kind of stuff. But to be completely honest, I tried to take a little bit from everybody but try and mold it. I want to be myself. You know, I want to be my own guy to where, you know, kids can, you know, look up to me and say, hey, I want to be like that guy, you know, just like that.
So you don't do Omaha?
No. My nephews do, but I don't.
What do you need to have to get the running game into a better rhythm? You guys haven't really gotten to do that yet.
You know, to be honest, you know, that's something for Coach Sperano to answer. You know, I can answer anything you want about me. You know, I can answer anything you want about our team. But, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, that's stuff for him, you know, because I'm just going out there and just whatever the plan is, whatever our plan is, I'm just going out there trying to make sure I'm handing it to the right guy. You know, that's all I'm trying to do.
Is your communication with your wide receivers good enough? I know sometimes with miscommunications, like it can be right 98 times, and the two times that it isn't, it looks bad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but so, and there's been a couple times that I can think of against the Browns where you took a pretty good hit because a wide receiver did make a play. Mm-hmm. Interception there where maybe Holmes, you know, could that be better, and what needs to happen to maybe make it better?
Oh, yeah. For me, it's just time. You know, when I think back to the, you know, obviously my relationships in college, that's all I can go off of. We just spent time together. We had so much time together. We grew together. That's the same thing we're doing now. You look back at week one to where we are now, we're light years ahead of where we were. You know, so it's just going to take a little bit of time. And I like where we're at, you know, but now it's just iron out those little details, which, to be completely honest, they're always going to happen, you know. But the less that those kind of things can happen with us, our group will just grow and our bond will just grow. But I love my receivers. Those guys have made, I mean, as we see on the film, they make play after play for me. And they're doing a great job, you know, and I'm going to keep throwing it to them.